Welcome to today's episode of Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Dix. There's something you need to know about cashews. That bag of nuts you get from the store, those are not the average cashews. Those are the best ones. Those are what's left over when all the error nuts have been removed. All the cashews that show up with pieces of their peel still on, or have big chips missing, or have a crack, or are broken in half, etc. In order to prepare a bunch of cashews for sale, those error nuts need to be separated out from the good ones, removed from the production line, and generally, this needs to be done by hand. The nuts are lined up on a conveyor belt, and a human needs to inspect each one, grade it, and if it's an error grade, remove it from the line. As you can imagine, this job is slow, tedious, and hard to fill. In Vietnam, where hundreds of thousands of tons of cashews are grown each year, there's often a labor shortage for this position. And while it's a fairly low-wage position, the fact that it's so labor-intensive pushes up the cost of producing cashews significantly, driving profits down for producers. Getting nuts on a conveyor belt, classified and graded quickly and cheaply, may seem like an obscure, tiny, niche problem, but it's not. It's a multi-million dollar problem, for one, but more importantly, it's relatively similar to the problems faced by producers of many different types of goods. Production line automation is big business, and advanced precision automation techniques were previously reserved for enormous factories and for Fortune 500s, but that's starting to change. If someone can introduce a clean, cheap, elegant way to help automate the grading and sorting of cashews, it can have implications far outside of even agriculture. Enter five researchers from Vietnam and Australia, Pham et al., who have just collaborated to produce this new piece of research, titled A Low-Cost Deep Learning-Based System for Grading Cashew Nuts. It's published in MDPI's Journal of Computers. Their research question was simple. Can we build a low-cost grading and sorting system for cashew nuts using off-the-shelf equipment? So, what did they do, and how did they do it? They spent the majority of their time and attention on what they called the eye of the system. That is, the component that takes in visual information as an input and provides the grade of the cashew nut as the output. They decided to build an image classifier that could take a photo of a cashew as input and output one of four grades. The good grade. Those are nuts that are white or light ivory colored, not cracked or broken, and are fully peeled. Then there's the error one grade. Nuts that are partly cracked or broken at the edges. Then there's the error 2 grade, nuts that are not fully peeled. And lastly, there's an error 3 grade, nuts that are significantly cracked or broken. So they knew they needed an image classifier, but they were stuck on which route to take. Should they use a one-shot classifier, i.e. something in the yellow family? They knew that that would be lightweight and fast and something that could run on an embedded system, but the accuracy wouldn't be that high. Or should they use an RCNN, a region-based convolutional neural network? This would likely be a two-stage model with much higher accuracy, but it'd be heavy and power-hungry. Getting it to run on off-the-shelf hardware might be possible, but the inference process would be so sluggish that it would slow down the production line. So, which way would you go? Big, slow, and accurate, or fast, light, and wrong a lot of the time? In the end, they chose to do something novel, and this is why I think this paper is particularly noteworthy. They wrote a module to integrate with the YOLO V8 backbone that incorporates a transformer block to store and associate spatial information and context, the spatial pyramid pooling module, and C3TR models. In essence, they built a processing pipeline that would take an image, collect contextual info, chop it up into smaller, more digestible pieces, feed it into a model, and then interpret the results from the model to produce a grade. They called their new module SC3T. Once they had this architecture, they added a focus layer to the beginning of the pipeline and called the whole thing the YOLO V8-Transformer model. Now their model pipeline existed, but they needed to train and test it. For this, they used a total of 6,000 labeled images. Remember, there were four grades of cashews they wanted to be able to identify, so they collected 1,500 images for each of the four grades. They decided to use 95.5% of the images for training and the remaining 4.5% of the images to validate and test the model. All of this was done on Google Colab with Python and the Ultralytics package. Now, to get control groups to benchmark against, they ran inference with 4 different variations of YOLO V8 and then their own YOLO V8 transformer pipeline and compared the results. Here's how it went. Each of the models ran inference on 270 images and tried to predict the correct grade for the cashew. The first 4 models, the default ones, the control groups that they were comparing against, these first 4 models had error rates between 3.7% and 7.03%. The researchers knew YOLO V8 Transformer had error rates of 2.96%. That's a 20% improvement over the next best model and a 57% improvement over the worst one. That's a big deal. And since they had stayed with YOLO V8 as the backbone instead of using a big bulky RCNN, they were able to run inference quickly, in milliseconds, on commodity hardware. With that, the eye or the brain of the system was complete, and now they needed to integrate this into the cashew production line. Compared to the previous work that they did, this part was pretty straightforward. Let's walk through it. There was a conveyor belt carrying the nuts. The researchers then built a bridge over the belt, crossing over the belt, and then mounted an inexpensive camera on that bridge, pointed down at the cashews as they passed by. The camera was a Logitech C922 1080p, and you can find this on Amazon for about $80. They also mounted some external lights all around the rig to help the camera take better photos. The images from the camera fed into an onboard computer, which was running the model. The computer would receive the images and then produce a grade and send the output grade to a central control box that contained a PLC. A PLC is a programmable logic computer. The PLC controlled a linear pneumatic actuator. If the computer said that the cashew nut was good, then nothing would happen. If the grade was error 1, error 2, or error 3, that grade would be sent from the computer to the PLC. The PLC would interpret that as one of the error states and then would tell the pneumatic actuator to fire and flick the cashew off of the assembly line. And that was it. As far as they were concerned, the experiment was a success and the system worked as hoped. But the authors did recommend that in the future, they might want to combine this system with some kind of proximity measuring device for the cashews on the conveyor belt so the actuator could hit them with more accuracy. Now, what can we learn from this experiment? What can we take away and apply to other domains? Namely this, as software engineers and technologists, we're all interested in using the right tool for the job. We like to think that transformers are for text, one-shots are for lightweight inference, CNNs are for heavy-duty stuff, etc. But the researchers in this study have shown that that's not always the case. They had the foresight to think outside of those boxes and to come up with a novel combined solution tailored to the specific needs of the resource-constrained context that they were working in. I'd wager to say that that's a broadly useful and applicable precedent. But even more specifically, they showed that when you build a pipeline of pre-processing and post-processing steps for a YOLO classifier, you don't necessarily need to give up accuracy. You can run inference quickly and accurately. You can have your cake and eat it too. The more solutions like this that we can create, the more that AI, ML, and computer vision will disperse through the supply chain. If you feel like recreating these results yourself or using them in a different model, download the paper and view Appendix A. That's where the authors break down step-by-step how they built it, trained it, and implemented the model. Use that as your roadmap and checklist if you want to try this yourself. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.